Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 10 years of Skill India Mission, Transforming India's Workforce. The participants are Atul Bhatnagar, former Chief Operating Officer, National Skill Development Mission, and Vaibhav J. Shivastav, Anchor.
The Government of India's historic Skill India Mission has completed 10 years and is going strong in its mission of skilling the people of the country, especially the youth power of Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's long-term vision of making India into the skilled capital of the world and increasing the employability of the youth has been a strong factor behind this. This has not only helped in increasing the employability of the population, but also in generating employment opportunities and bringing in priceless knowledge of highly specialized professionals to the masses. This will also help in raising the speed of development in the nation and spreading innovation technology and promoting new entrepreneurs. To discuss in detail, we have with us Sri Atul Bhatnagarji, former COO, National Skill Development Mission. Welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a great pleasure to be here. And today is the World Skills Day, or India Skills Day, and 10 years have passed, so nothing better than that feeling of being part of it.
As you rightly said, it's the World Youth Skills Day today. A skilled youth means a strong nation. And 10 years of Skill India Mission, of Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana, and many other schemes that have been centralized and integrated into the Skill India Mission. Now let's hear the words of Prime Minister Narendra Modi when he was launching the Skill India Mission and his vision.
This skill development is not just to fill the pocket of the government. ये हमारे गरीब परिवारों में एक नया आत्मविश्वास भरना और देश में एक नई ऊर्जा लाने का प्रयास, ये स्किल मिशन के द्वारा हमारी कोशिश है उन सपनों को पूरा करना.
What were the challenges in these 10 years? How were they overcome? What was the vision behind starting the Skill India Mission?
Well, the Skill Mission was floated and progressed by our Prime Minister, and I really thank him for that, for having detected it very early, that this is what the nation needs. Why the nation needs? Because we need to have an alternate career development path for our youth. And why youth? Well, youth, we are one of the youngest nations and we are already the most populous nation. So we've got a very big, let's say, treasure lying with us. And that's what we call the demographic dividend.
Absolutely.
And that is because, our youth is like, average age is going to be 29 years, whereas it is already 29 years, whereas people in Japan are in the late 40s, 48, I'm told, and Europe is around 38. That means they've got more old people, much more older than what is required by a country. So here is an opportunity for the Indian youth to excel themselves, not just through education, but through skills. And when I say skills, and when I say it's an alternate form of career development, it does not matter that you are a graduate or you're 10th pass or you're 12th pass. Either you have skills or you don't. And when you have skills, then it is hunar hai to qadar hai. When you have skills, you have respect. So you develop those skills, which, and I'm not talking of skills which are those behavioral skills or communication skills, any of those soft skills. I'm talking of vocational skills. How can you add value to your employer? How can you add value to the people around you so that you can sell a product, be an entrepreneur? And there are entrepreneurial skills also. So this is what skill development is all about, and where India can really excel in the international world is by being that skill capital of the world, which our PM has been talking about. And to do that, it's the youth who has to contribute to it.
Over 6 crore trained youth and still counting. What are the various courses that are available through Skill India Mission, through all the other missions that have been integrated into the Skill India Mission? And how are these courses, not just in the conventional sectors, but also in new age technologies like AI, Internet of Things, robotics, helping the youth and the general population to gain employment, and also in bringing new innovative technologies throughout the country?
It's a very wide canvas when you talk about skill development, it's not just only IT skills. India is already has shown its mettle on IT skills. We are the leaders in it. We are producing IT products for other countries. Now it's the time that we need to produce those IT products for our own country and make a mark in the rest of the world. I'm talking of also manufacturing, where we seem to have got left behind. And that's where I want the youth power to come in. The youth power that we can use for creating, the next, let's say, EV, electrical vehicles, which can do many more things than what the other countries are providing EVs to us. We can do it within the country. Defense, like all this missile productions and weapons, etc. These are highly precision-oriented companies that we need to look at. And on agriculture side itself, how can we make our rural areas employment generators? How? And that how can happen, not only we are not going to look at traditional farming, we are now looking at how do we use technology to do that, like drones. We can use AI in drones to be able to tell us, or tell the farmer that is, what part of his land is fallow, what part of his land is fertile. All those things which were decision-making things for the farmer to worry about can all be now served on his phone, and he can take the appropriate action. So by using of technology, and this is not just about the farmer, this is about telling the youth itself, look, you don't have to rush to any metro city or any adjacent town to be able to be successful, to earn money. You can do it from where you are, in the rural surroundings. And not only for you yourself, but you can give employment to people around you by usage of technology, by trying and grow some of the crops, like the organic crops. We lost touch with the organic crops. We can start it all over again. Where there's water, how do we use that water in the right way? Where there's no water, how do we harness water from other areas to be able to do this? So these are places where a simple thing like agriculture can now become a very important and interesting field with usage of technology. I'm not trying to say, look, when you come to agriculture, you will be doing the same thing, which is the traditional farming. How do we create microeconomic zones? How can we use solar energy to have shared irrigation models where one farmer becomes a water entrepreneur?
Absolutely. Which are the age-specific target groups that the Skill India mission focuses on in giving various kind of skills, and which are the sectors, for example, manufacturing or agriculture or technology or aviation sector, which are all those sectors wherein these target group, after getting the skills, after getting the training, can be absorbed as manpower, as working professionals?
I just mentioned about agriculture. Next, I'll try to go into manufacturing, because, in IT, we have done very well. We are the world leaders.
Sir.
But at the same time, one should be cognizant of the fact, the kind of technology development that are happening with ChatGPT, etc., coming in, it looks like as if people will start losing jobs. It's not the case, by the way. It's not going to. It's just that you have to reskill yourself, in a slightly different way. Because there's a lot of skills that are going to be used to make new things in the IT world. Coding may no longer be possible. Now let's look at manufacturing. We seem to have missed the bus on manufacturing. And when I say manufacturing, it also means defense sector manufacturing.
Sir.
How can we produce those precision things that the defense needs? EVs that we are talking about, then the entire world, landscape in India will change from, petrol and diesel vehicles to EVs, maybe hydrogen cars, and they're talking of a whole lot of new technologies coming in. So this is where now some new companies will jump in now. It's no longer the old set of companies that are doing it. They will definitely look for manpower with the specialized manpower. But there'll be new ones also coming in. So what I would say is, rather than I giving an answer which will get outdated very fast because the whole world is changing so fast.
True.
You need to be in touch with the Sector Skill Council. When I say Sector Skill Councils, NSDC had developed these councils for each sector. Now, automotive sector, so there's an Automotive Sector Skill Council. There's an Agriculture Sector Skill Council. There's a Healthcare Sector Skill Council. So there are more than 25 odd such statistical council. You can Google their websites and see what is happening in that particular sector, because those people are the experts, not I. I mean, I cannot sitting here be able to tell you about all the 25 sectors that are showing different growth. And it's not about which statistical council there are most jobs. Think of what appeals to you. That's my, let's say, counsel to the Indian youth is, don't jump just because there's a job there. You should also feel motivated to do that job, to be, that's something that your hearts and your hands would really be synchronized in doing
Absolutely.
That job or in doing. So that is very important. So that's why I keep saying, look at those 25 odd councils, look at their websites, see what appeals to you. And if that appeals to you, look for more data on that. Set up alerts for yourself. So every time a statistical council does put in out a new post, you get the alert and you can then look further in that particular direction as to say, get look. Do I want it or don't I want it?
Absolutely.
Because it's important to. Because if you don't work with your heart in your job, you will always feel, look, where have I got stuck? And gone are the days when you can sit into a job, get into a job and, you know, be with one company and you come out after retirement after 35, 40 years. That was maybe the senior generation and the last two generations were doing that kind of job. I'm now talking of your Gen Z people, your millennials who are now forming this 29 years age group. And they are the ones who need to get excited. And again, don't get excited because everybody is talking of IT and ChatGPT. And look for what you are interested in. Look for the technology component in that particular thing, like health with technology becomes healthcare, health tech. Education with technology, people are doing a whole lot of things on edutech, then agritech. These are the places where you are needed. So you will have technology component also, and you will have the traditional sector council work also to be done. And that's how you will make the right decision for yourself.
True that. In brief, I would love to know what has been, how important has been the roles of ITI, of Skill India Digital Hubs, as well as digitization in spreading the wings of the Skill India mission?
Yeah, look, I am right now part of Pan-IIT Alumni Foundation, being an IIT myself. We've signed up with the state governments, we've taken over some of the ITIs, and we are developing them in line with the industry standards, what they want.
Gee.
My request to the government or the policymakers or the decision makers is just this. Look, there are more than 15,000 ITIs. Let me say, look, just take out maybe 20% of those only and concentrate on them and see how you can. And they've got some very good technology there. They've got good equipment. But somehow between the government sector and the private sector, there seems to be a kind of a wall in between. So the private sector people cannot use the government equipment in ITI. So ITI is kind of closed down by 132, 3 or whatever. If there's a CNC machine, then nobody from the private sector can use it unless you're part of the ITI.
True.
And you are a student of ITI. That bit needs to go because after all, it's a common asset.
True that. I realize that it is extremely important that the skilling mission expands throughout the country. And we truly hope that the youth of the country, the population of the country gets empowered and the nation keeps getting stronger. Thank you so much, Sri Atul Bhatnagarji, for joining us in this discussion in Akashvani.
You were listening to a discussion on 10 years of Skill India Mission, Transforming India's Workforce. The participants were Atul Bhatnagar, former Chief Operating Officer, National Skill Development Mission, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com. or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.